And in the days of Facebook and Google, the good old-fashioned phone book is experiencing a decline. But Jaz Gharib is tapping into a growing demand for the directories, so long as they're printed in Punjabi. And she joins me this morning.
Good morning.
Why is there an interest in Punjabi language phone books in Prince George?
The interest actually has been there for a long time because there has been a huge Indian community in this area right from the early 60s onward. So at this point in time, the necessity for this particular advertising phone book is necessary because the younger generation has moved away. And the older generation, that a lot of them don't have the comfort level of approaching businesses where their English is somewhat limited. They have relied on their children to do the interpretation and the everyday chores that need to be done through their children who have been going to school, learning the language. So the parents have kind of heavily relied on their children.
So what information would one find in this phone book then? You open it up, what are you going to see inside of it?
You're going to see that it's in two languages, Punjabi and English. And in that, the advertisers that are supporting us, it will be done both in English and Punjabi, and it'll be kind of split. So it actually serves us two tools, a learning tool as well as an information tool. So when they open the book and they say, for example, they need to have their car fixed and they need an auto body place. So they'll see all that in Punjabi, and on the opposite side, they'll see the same thing in English. So they look at the two things and they say, oh, okay, if this says auto body shop, this says auto body shop in Punjabi.
Right.
So they're very good at learning visually. And so I have noticed with my parents, we have had this book for 20 years in the Okanagan. So I've noticed it with my own mother, who is totally illiterate in both languages. But she has been trying to learn the language over the past 40 years that we have been here. And she'll say to me, she's, okay, this is H, meaning, you know, the phonetically. And then
yes,
she'll say, this is H, phonetically.
Right.
So it also serves as a learning tool. And
okay,
then when they see these advertisers, they tend to say, okay, such and such Cal Tire has advertised here. So we need our tires changed. So let's go to Cal Tire because they have supported us.
And when they see Cal Tire in the phone book, they need to say, have their summer tires changed to winter tires, or perhaps at this time of year, vice versa, their winter tires changed to summer tires. They call up Cal Tire. Is somebody there going to be able to speak Punjabi to them?
So what happens? No, most likely not. One of the services that I want to put in place with all the advertisers is when they have somebody that calls them, I have offered my services on a three-way conference. If they're having a difficulty communicating with someone, I said, don't hesitate to pick up the phone and phone me. I will be at the other end. And I have my sisters and my brothers and a couple of other family members on board to do the same thing.
So you'd essentially be providing translation services?
Yes, I would be. To as much an extent as I possibly can.
How critical is that need in Prince George in this day and age?
So this is where I'm approaching the temples, the Sikh temples, the Hindu temples, and the mosques, getting their support on this. So they already have people that are doing that social service already. So we're kind of working as a unity to make this a successful tool, because of the aging community of Prince George and Connell, where the younger generation has moved away. Because of the aging community and the help that they need in the dual language, we're really working towards catering to that need.
And this is something you have experience in because you started doing this in the Okanagan, Jaz. What sort of response have you had to it there?
Tremendous response. I did not start the phone book in the Okanagan. It was a very close friend, cousin of mine that started it back in 94. And when they started it with about getting 10 pages. And basically, it was just phone numbers and few advertisers. And now we are up to 500 pages.
Wow.
And with this particular phone advertising book, the other thing that we are adding on to it is a lot of because our generation here, the new generation, is losing their language and their culture. So in this phone book, we are including things like recipes, jokes, old folk stories that our grandparents.
So it goes both ways then.
Yes. Stories like my grandparents would tell me. You know, nighttime stories, morning stories, and little prayers, interpret them in such a way that the children can understand them. Because they've been taught to do a prayer in the morning, but they don't know what they're praying. So, you know, I'm going to the priest and I'm saying, okay, this prayer, I need it interpreted so I can put it in the phone book so the parents can explain it to their children. And also, the language is being kept alive. Which is, it is like an endangered species. Our language has become an endangered language. We're losing it. Our children are losing it.
Jazz, a real pleasure to talk with you. Best of luck.
Thank you so much. And it was nice talking to you.
Jazz Gharib is in the process of making Punjabi language phone books for Prince George, Fraser Lake, Quesnel, Vanderhoof, and other northern communities. The Prince George edition is expected this July. If you're interested to get in touch with her, the website is apnasara.com. We have tweeted a link to that from our account. We are on Twitter @DaybreakNorth.